With the 2,948th pick, you, the listener, selected the JC and Bill Sportscast to listen to. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the JC and Bill Sportscast. You know who we are by now. I think they do.
I think they do. We were picked higher than Sanders, so
Somehow, I just don't get it.
somehow.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, we are going to talk about the NFL draft on this show. We're a little over a month into the baseball season. We're going to talk about some of our surprises and disappointments. We're obviously going to talk about the hockey playoffs, the best playoffs in the world.
Yep.
And JC has a rant, but it's not what you expect it to be. Let me say that right now. It is not what you
Right.
expect it to be. Plus, I'm going to tell you guys about a new game my nephew taught
Can't
me.
wait. We'll have to play it after.
Well, I don't know. My mom may not let me. It's getting dark
Oh,
out
okay.
here.
Some of you're home before the street lights turn on.
Yeah, I'm a little late on that. But before we go any further, I'm gonna let JC have the floor because he has some stuff to discuss with you, the listeners, because we always value you guys, and because of you, we have over 300 members in our Facebook group.
Yeah, that's amazing. So,
It is. I mean, for me, it's like, oh, okay, we got 300 members. For JC, it's like, holy crap, we got 300 people.
I like it, man. And they participate in the polls and all that stuff and comments. So we love it.
I think we may open up the chat because we have the option to do a group chat. I think I'll just do
Yeah.
that this week.
Yeah. We can chat away and comment so we can put on the show. So,
But I'm gonna let you have the floor.
All righty. Well, we can start in a lot of places, but we're going to start in something that you posted about, what, an hour ago about a woman whose husband is a diehard wrestling fan and she doesn't know what to do. Right. And I'm just going to say this. Now, I don't know who I'm going to probably pee off on this one. Probably the men, probably the women. But I'm going to put it this way. If you have not been dating since junior high, this is not your junior high or high school sweetheart. First of all, you have no business, because I'm going to put it out this way. This guy's been probably watching wrestling as long as we've been watching wrestling, right? Since the days of Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, to The Rock, to Stone Cold, right? And when you were in it, right, you watched every show. Now there, you only had Monday Night Raw, but then we had SmackDown, right? But you still have 12 pay-per-views. And now you're going to tell me that you met a guy, and after years of knowing that you watched wrestling before you met him, or when you met him, you're thinking that he was watching wrestling. Now you don't know what to do, or you're being upset about him. Well, guess what? There's things that change for men and women, but there's things not to change. And hobbies, you do not change. I'll tell you that right now. Fishing, hunting, watching sports, listening to music, playing music, all that good stuff, right? All some people are getting old, man. Well, he spends more time. Well, he's been spending time playing video games or watching wrestling, right? He still loves you. He still goes to work. He still does stuff, right? He still puts that, hey, family, there's a play going on for kids. Hey, I'll go watch my kid, or I'll go do this or do that, right? But when it comes to something that you love, you need to back off on it, because that's what ruins a lot of marriages and relationships, for the fact that, oh, he watches too much wrestling. Oh, boo hoo, right? Boo freaking hoo. He watches too much hockey. He watches too much football. Guess what, man? We live for the moment. We live for today. We don't live for tomorrow. We'll put it out like that. Now, for the men or the women who are diehards, you know what? Yes. Enjoy your hobby. Enjoy what you got to do. But there's stuff that you don't want to miss, right? You don't want to sit there and miss your kids' recitals or stuff like that because there's a wrestling match. We can record stuff. We can go through it all. You can read the reviews. You can look at it, watch it later, right? I don't personally record sports. I'll look at the score and say it's all good, right? The way I move. So it's a 50-50. I get in that one. But if you're telling, if some woman or some man's telling their significant other that you need to stop with this, or you got to do less of this, guess what, man? It's going to end. It's going to end pretty quick. And it just fires me up, because you know what? Again, you met this person while they're doing this. You're not going to change it. It's not like he's out at the bar drinking 365 days of the year. He's at home. Hey, man, he's watching wrestling at home. Maybe sit there and watch it with him, or watch hockey, or vice versa, right? Watch the shows. That's what we love to do. And when you start taking away the things that we love to do as humans, guess what? It's the end of it. And sports is a big thing. We talk about sports, right? Sports is the number one hobby for a lot of people. Watching, playing, socializing over it. It brings joy to everybody's life. Right? So, it's something that to me, it's, and I mean, I have an opinion. Opinion is, if you don't like it, talk to them about it. See if you can have a little whatever compromise. But then send, at the end of the day, don't be saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't be doing this, right? Blah, blah, blah. Right? If the guy goes to work, he shows up, he pays his bills, he makes sure there's food on the table, there's a roof over the head, or the woman, right? And they want to sit there and watch 3 hours of Raw on a Monday night every Monday, then that's for him to watch. That's where he needs to relax and say, you know what, I've worked hard, blah, 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 here we go. Right? But just, I hear too much of it. Well, he shouldn't be doing that. Well, he's been doing it since day one, or she's been doing that since day one. Right? There's a lot of passionate fans. And I mean, you're passionate about it. I know I'm passionate about sports. I know you're passionate about sports. You're passionate about wrestling. Right? And if someone's going to sit there and tell you that, hey, you can't do that anymore, you got to watch less, or you got to do that, it's like, I've been watching since I could remember, 2 years old. Been watching sports. Love sports, right? Now I still go out for supper or lunch and stuff like that, And if I miss a game, I miss a game. To me, it's not a big deal, right? And my significant other, she's like, oh, whatever, go watch, right? She knows I'm in the garage watching or on the couch watching. I'm not at a bar till 2 in the morning doing stuff, right? So it's something that, like I said, it just, you knew the guy was doing it or you knew the woman was doing that. And now all of a sudden you want to change him? Well, that's not changing, right? There's some things you can change. You have kids, right? Maybe, yeah, the bar life, all this other stuff might need to slow down. But hey, man, if you're at home and you're with your kids and wrestling's on, and you're watching, and the kids are watching, hey, man, great, right? Our sports, baseball, hockey, that's how you bond, right? That's how you get into stuff. That's how you get family events going. It just, like I said, it fires me up on it. And what can I do about it? Well, you can do nothing, right? You can pack up your stuff and leave, I guess, really. But I mean, you're going to run into someone else who probably is a diehard Chicago Bears fan, right? He's going to watch all the Bears. He's going to watch the draft. He's going to talk Bears probably 365 days of the year. So, and if you're not into all that stuff, then I guess you can find some guy at the library
I
or find
mean,
some woman at the library.
here's what I'm gonna say, because I'm the one that posted it on that wrestling show fan group and the DK and Bell podcast. Before I had my nephews, before my nephews were born, besides work, wrestling was probably the one thing I thought about more than any other. Then when I had, or then when my nephews were born, I almost said when I had my nephews, I didn't give birth to them, but it's like my whole life changed and I had to learn by myself, how to, kind of split the time. And obviously, like, if you talk to me today, I probably talk more about my nephews than I do about wrestling. But I still have a love for wrestling. I get where she's at to an extent, but if this person loves wrestling, let him enjoy it. Let him, watch it. You could find ways to split the time. You really can. And if it gets too much for you, then just leave. That's really all there is to it. Like, if this is causing you so much anxiety, so much stress, you either talk with the guy to get the problem settled or you leave. Like, I'll give you. I went to a convention many years ago, and Scott Hall was there. And one of my best friends, she was there. She knows I'm a diehard wrestling fan. But I go, or I went to see a lot of movies with her. I've been to concerts with her. So we didn't. We only went to like one wrestling show, and it was this convention. This was the only one. So Scott Hall's there. I get my picture taken. I think you've seen the picture. It's on Facebook.
Yep.
So, After the picture's done, he thanks me for being a fan. And then he thanks my friend for putting up with my love of wrestling, which I thought was really cool. Scott Hall didn't have to do that, but you know what? He did. So I chuckled about it, but I thought that was really cool of him. He did not have to do that. He did not have to say that. So I think
Yep.
what the guy has to do in this situation is, if they decide to have a talk, hear her out, maybe do more of the things that she does. You could still do your wrestling. You could still watch it. You could still watch your sports. Try to split it up, you know? Try to split the time up.
Well,
That would be the advice I'm
yep.
gonna give. And if it doesn't work, just split up.
It doesn't work, right? And I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, hobbies are what people enjoy, and like I said, right, you there comes a time when you compromise. But if you're going to flat out say you're not going to do that, or this is ruin everything, then there's maybe there's no coming back for that, right?
And
I
my
mean, I watch a
friend,
ton of sports.
yeah. And my friend, she, like, when I've been in the car with her, she played so many, you know, those books that people read, audiobooks.
Yep.
She played that so many times, I never complained about it because that was something that helped her. It was something that
Yeah,
she
that's
liked.
what, yeah, and that's what it is. It's all about, right? It's like, you put up with my stuff, I'll put up with your stuff, right?
Exactly.
So it's a 50-50, right? Now, yeah, if kids are bald, all the rest of the stuff, then you start maybe compromise a bit. But on a Saturday at WrestleMania, when your kid's 10, you'll probably sit there with you, right? Have a little barbecue and stuff like that. Make it an event,
Like, I know, because we were babysitting my youngest nephew the night of the Rumble, and we had watched, me and him, different themed Royal Rumble matches on YouTube. The guy is great. I got to get the channel name so you can watch it. And he really liked it. So I was like, okay, how about you watch a Royal Rumble with me? And while he didn't stay for the whole match, he was enjoying it. Now, am I saying I'm converting him into a fan? Absolutely not. I'm not. But he did enjoy it. So, you know, I think with this lady, I wouldn't give up hope. Your biggest mistake that you did was you put it on Reddit. That's your biggest mistake.
Yes.
If you made a mistake, that's your biggest mistake. Other than that, work it out with this guy. Try to save this marriage. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but just don't blame it on wrestling. Just don't.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, hobbies are hobbies, whether you're, sports, reading, fishing, right? Building cars, racing, I mean, there's a bunch, right? It's what they've done before they met you. Like I said, unless you're both at like met junior high and been together since that time, right? It's different. So that's where I get fired up, right? You can change people to extent, but if it's a passion of theirs, it's a passion. So it doesn't cost a ton of money to watch wrestling, right? So pretty much free if you pay for Netflix. And then you can watch it afterwards sometimes. Maybe you got to watch it at 1 in the morning on a Saturday night
Right.
because you went to the ballet. So that's my rant.
There we go. All right. Let's get into baseball. We're a little over the first month of, we're into the first month of the season. There have been, some expectations, some surprises, some good, some bad, things that have, kind of not, what we've seen. And I kind of want to go first because I think one of the things that surprised me, or has surprised me so far this year, has been the Atlanta Braves. I did not expect them a month into the season to be in last place. I did not expect that. They started the season 0-7, and no team that has ever started 0-7 has ended up making the playoffs. They're in last place in the NL East. At the time of this recording, they're 7 games out of first place. This, I think, to me, is the biggest surprise in a disappointing way because I had said, they'll probably be in third. I didn't expect them to be 11-14, 7 games out of first place a month into the season, when I'm sure some people probably had them winning the division or at least being a wild card team.
It is a shocker. I mean, to put on your point, though, I mean, they did run into the buzzsaw at the time was the Padres and the Dodgers. I don't think you could have started with a harder start to the season than that. Right. But at the end of the day, I mean, that to me, that's also one of my big surprises or shockers that, wow, you're behind the Marlins and the Nationals at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I think another surprise. I'm trying to look at the division. Houston. Let's talk about Houston. Yeah, they're a game out of first place, but they're only a game over 500.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? And they're an interesting team, right? I mean, they keep, they got Altuve out in the outfield. They got some young guys. They got rid of Tucker, got rid of Bregman. Obviously, he signed, right? Traded Tucker. They got that Cam Smith, who I think is going to be an absolute stud in the in that lineup, right? So if Alvarez, Altuve. I think the pitching kind of is suspect at this point, I would say. I mean, and then you're in a division with the Rangers and the Mariners, which right now, you're third in the division, right? You're a game out of first. Rangers, obviously first, 15-12. Mariners at 14-12. And then the Oakland Athletics are 13-14.
No. Not Oakland Athletics.
Oh, sorry, the Sacramento Athletics
There we go.
are 13-14.
And 2 games out.
2 games out, and the Angels are 12-14.
Yeah, they're playing decent ball, the A's and the Angels.
Yeah. And I think the Angels started off hot. They just kind of cooled down.
And one more for me. This one, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised at where they are right now are the Baltimore Orioles. I had said in our preview show, I thought it was going to be a down year for them. I did not expect them to be in last place right now. But part of it is because of injuries. They do have injury.
Injuries, yep.
But this is a team that should be right now in third place, and they're 5 games under 500 in last place in a position that they have not been in a while, and I know they don't want to be in.
Oh, and I will expand on that one, pitching for the Orioles. Right. Pitching the one you lost Burns. You haven't replaced it. I know they've had some injuries on there. On that side of it, right? And you're playing in a tough AL East. And I think I picked the Orioles to win the damn thing, the division.
Yeah, you did. You had them going to the World
Right?
Series.
Yep. Compared to, the Yankees with their injuries. And I mean, here they are in last place behind the Tampa Bay Rays, behind the Jays, behind the Red Sox and the Yankees. That is one of my shockers as well.
Yeah. Are there any shockers that I maybe missed that you wanted to bring up?
I think I'd say a couple. I don't know, to me, I look at the standard, I look at everything going on, but I'm gonna go like this, right? You got the Mets at 19-8, which I don't think any of us saw that coming. Right, with the Braves, with the Phillies. All right. The Cubs are 17-11 in their division. They pounded on the Dodgers there in their last against that last series there. But to me, the Dodgers being third in their division right now, 2 games behind the Giants. And well, I guess they'd be a game out of first. But the Diamondbacks at 14-12. I mean, we won't talk about the Rockies. Because at this rate, I don't think the Rockies are going to win 40 games this year. Right? They're four. What are they? Four and
4 and
22.
22.
Okay. You want to tell me how do you be? How do you win? You got to win more games than four in 26 games. The White Sox have 7 wins. The White Sox were 1-0 to start the season.
Yeah, the White Sox were last year historically one of the worst teams ever.
Yeah.
And they've got three more games under their belt.
I think that Cleveland Spider record gets destroyed this year at this rate.
It might.
The Rockies have nothing. I don't even want to watch the Rockies on TV, to be honest. There's a game on it that includes the Rockies, and I love baseball. I'm like, I gotta watch this crap. You know, it's I can't explain it. I honestly can't explain it. You're that bad of an organization or a franchise to be 4-22, right? Player-wise, Judge having a phenomenal start to the season, right? Haven't heard much about the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani and old guys, right? But I mean, they had a long season last year, right? Get to the World Series, then you start off in Tokyo, right? Start early, try and catch their wind going. Fernando Tatis is, I think, is having a great rebound season from last year. I'm going Skeens. I watched that game last night. That was pretty impressive.
He did really good.
Yeah. And even though the Pirates are 10-16, it won't be long before Skeens is wearing pinstripes or Red Sox or something along that line, unless they sell the organization. Here's one for you. I'm going to ask you. You know, in the spring training, right? We had the challenge for balls and strikes, and now I watch in regular season, and I'm seeing some games kind of getting decided by a bad call like that, or you know, it changes a bit of the situations. They have to bring something in. I get, you know, some people say, well, we don't like the, you know, we want the human element, but then they complain about it, pitchers, batters. But there's some bad calls being made for strikes. Right? I don't know if it's getting worse or not. And my buddy Angel has left. You know, so I can't even pick on him anymore.
My buddy Angel.
My buddy Angel Hernandez. Now he's have CB Buckner, who actually called a ball with the pitch that was pretty much down the middle of the plate. Call a ball. You know, on that, I mean, we've had some great games. It's the start of April, right? We're coming into May now. I think now we're going to start seeing the bad weather here hampered a few things right out the hop. Right? Cold weather that first couple weeks, which I hadn't seen in quite a while. And I guess we hang on to our hats and see what happens here in the next few months. See what happens. I mean, the Padres being first, that also has surprised me. The Giants are up there. That right now is the toughest division. So, you know, the one thing I'm looking forward to is, like I said, right, is coming down, see what the Dodgers do. I want to see what the Yankees do. And I want to see what the Angels do with Mike Trout. Is this the year that he gets traded? Does he go to New York? Does he go to LA? Does he go to the Padres?
That's a good question.
Right? I think that's going to be my biggest watching point of baseball this year is where does Mike Trout end up? Because you can't keep rolling out a team that's going to be last every year of Mike Trout.
No.
Right? Get some prospects, get something. You got to do something in that organization. Right? I mean, this is just, you're, I mean, they talk about ruining a guy's career or not being there, right? For this, I mean, the poor guy. And I love Mike Trout, right? The guy plays the game the right way. So, could be interesting.
I do want to say, oh, sorry.
I was going to say, trade deadline day can't come fast enough.
I do want to say real quick, because I think we each should mention what we like about our favorite team so far. The Nationals, their starting rotation is really good right now. And it's led by Mackenzie Gore. He's doing a fantastic job. The starting rotation for the Nationals is keeping the team in this game, in the games that they've been in this year. The fact that they were able to take two of three from the Dodgers, two of three from Arizona, two of three from Baltimore. They right now lost a close game today to the Mets, could take two of three from the Mets this weekend. Their starting rotation is good. They've got good young bats. The problem right now is their bullpen. You know, if they could just get the bullpen fixed a little bit, this could be a team to watch out for. But so far for me, I have really enjoyed their starting rotation. I think maybe they've had like one, two, maybe three bad games so far this year. Other than that, I have enjoyed the starting rotation of the Nationals, and I think it's going to keep going during the season.
I think so too. You guys have Woods going great right now.
Cruz,
Right
I think, is starting
on
to
the
get into his
outside.
groove.
Pitching, like you said, has been phenomenal. Taking down some of these big teams. And hey man, that's all you need, right? You got young guys who have no fear. Whatever. We're not expected to win. Let's go out and beat these guys. Let's hit them hard, right? So no, they are impressive. Then I'll follow up with the Jays. I'll tell you what, man. I mean, they're 13-13 right now. Took the first game against the Yankees on Friday, down 2-1. Williams comes in, and the Jays end up scoring, making it 4-2 to win. Again, pitching for them has been phenomenal. Right, Scherzer's out. They had this kid Easton come up there for a bit. He did well. Then he kind of got hit around. So obviously, you got to learn. But Bassett, Gausman, Barrios have been playing well. They're making competitive. They're not hitting nothing. I'll tell you what, probably one of the most unprolific offenses I've seen in the history of the Blue Jays. But I mean, Guerrero signing, that was huge for the Jays. I think that kind of relieved a lot of pressure. And only 500 million, right? Compared to Soto, compared to Shohei Ohtani, right? 500 million, that's a pretty good deal. 35 million a
Compared
year.
to Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is three something, isn't he? 330 million, right? And they needed to sign Guerrero. All right, you need to sign him. Not only is he a Canadian, right? And he's a Dominican, but he was the face of your franchise. And I think Rogers realized that if we lose this guy, we're going to lose a lot of people. A lot of fans aren't going to be happy. People aren't going to come to the game. So they signed him, which was made us all happy. And I think he'll start hitting. Santander will start hitting. They're slow starters. And I do attribute it too to spring training, not playing a lot of spring training games, not like the old days. Where the old days they would play a lot because you have to get ready, right? You have to and hitting's the toughest thing to do. Gotta get your timing. So, but as the season wears on, it warms up. Right? I'm not too worried about their offense.
I just want to point out real quick the starting rotation for the Nationals because I did talk about him. Mitchell Parker, and I'm only doing the starting pitchers, in five starts has a 1.39 ERA with 20 strikeouts. Jake Irvin in six games has a 3.19 ERA and 31 strikeouts. Mackenzie Gore, who, like I said, I think is their ace, has a 3.34 ERA, has 53 strikeouts already. 53! And we're not even to April. And then probably the best story no one has heard, Brad Lord, who a year ago was working at a Home Depot, is now in a major league rotation. He's started three games, he's been in six, has a 4.73 ERA, but he struck out 10, has not given up a home run yet this year.
Yeah.
Think about that. And their
That is
whip,
impressive.
and the whole staff's whip is a 1.38.
That's championship numbers, man.
Now, granted, two of our relief pitchers have an ERA over 15, but obviously those numbers go down during the season. So,
Yeah.
all right. Let's talk about hockey because we are into the playoff season. We did not get a chance to do our preview show because, God, we have like a bajillion things going on. They have been fun so far.
Yeah. Oh, just hold on. Breaking news.
Oh, boom.
I just picked up Gore for the fantasy baseball league that we're in.
Yeah.
You sold me on him. So he's now on my roster.
There we go.
All right. Hockey playoff, man.
Hockey playoffs. At the time that we are recording this, Toronto is the only team, and correct me if I'm wrong, that has a chance to end their series.
Did Carolina win last
No, they
night?
did not win.
The Devils won, so they're that's 2-1.
2-1.
Caps are 2-1.
One.
The Leafs are 3-0.
I think the
The
Panthers are
Lightning,
playing is
yeah,
2-1.
that's just going to be a bloodbath, I think, the rest of the way. In the East or the West, the Wild were up 2-1. They lost today. They're 2-2. The Oilers decided to score some goals in the third period to make it a 2-1 series for the Kings. The Stars, even though being outplayed to the point where it's, I'll tell you what, this is a stat. I think I saw somewhere that you were outplayed by like 98%, and they have a 2-1 lead with two overtime wins. That's just hockey. That's playoff hockey, right? St. Louis and Winnipeg is also another big ass bloodbath. Huge hit, huge everything. I mean, if you're not excited for the first round, there's something wrong. The first round is always the best round. Like the basketball first round is boring. Right? Teams are getting swept and eliminated, blah, blah, blah.
Well, not this year, surprisingly. Not in the NBA.
And maybe this way is a little different, but there are some teams that are a little lower seeded that might have given some troubles. I did pick a bracket. I'll have to share my bracket here. Right? But I'll say one thing. The one thing about playoff hockey is that, obviously in playoffs, right, you don't get paid to play the games. Right now you're going for the championship.
Yeah.
Right? You're laying all on the line. I mean, that Washington Montreal game last night where there's
Oh.
both goalies got hurt and someone said Thompson broke his leg. I haven't heard
I
anything
have
else.
not heard.
Right? The brawl in on the
Oh
bench.
my God, that was, and then Tom Wilson with an
Doing
all-time meme that'll live forever.
good and bad, by the way.
Oh, I know, I know. I know it's good and bad, but I just laughed.
Is great. And I mean, just anything hockey playoffs. I mean, you have your football, right? And I mean, you get those years where it's like things just don't go the way they go, right? You get some blowouts, it's over, right? Basketball, you get one or two teams, they're going to steamroll other teams, right? Baseball gets interesting. Who's the hottest hand coming to the playoffs? Who's, 162 games, way you go. But hockey, whether it's NHL, whether it's AHL, whether it's WHL, I mean, it's competitive, right? No teams out of it. I mean, you've seen some probably wicked comebacks already in some of these playoffs. And like I said, it's just huge hit after huge hit. And at the end of the series, they shake hands, they move on. Right? There's that camaraderie that says, hey, we battle to the death. We'll shake your hand and then we move on, right? So it's something that just, oh, I just, and I mean, being a Canadian, I mean, I love it. Love the hockey playoffs. Right? We live for it.
It is the hardest, but the most deserving playoff in all of sports. Because whoever wins it just wins it. There's like no fluke, as far as winning it. Like you're gonna earn it. And last night, like you said, that Caps Canadians game was such a perfect example. Because I think if Washington had won that game last night, I think that series is over.
Oh, it's over.
Montreal wins. They're still in it, although they lost their goalie. Both teams lost their goalies last night.
Well,
How
hold on.
insane is that?
Cowbell time. Mesnack just scored.
Wait, what was that?
Mesnack Tigers just scored 1-0 against Lethbridge Hurricanes
Oh, yeah, your minor
in the
league.
WHL playoffs.
Yeah, your minor league team.
Yeah, no, the juniors is, and they got the best player who's not drafted playing for that team, Gavin McKenna. And I don't know, I posted, I don't know if you've seen the goals I posted.
A
But the
couple.
kids, I mean, 50, what has he got? 50 games where he scored at least 1 point, like 90 some points in 50 games. And in the playoffs, he's just gone up another notch. Unfortunately, he's going to probably leave the Tigers, play in the NCAA next year, make probably a couple $1 million now with the new rules.
I don't
But
know.
hey, man, it's fun.
I don't know if they do the NIL in college hockey. I
Oh, yeah,
don't.
they do.
They
Yep.
do?
Anywhere.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. They
Just
will.
make sure you pick a good school, kid. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, there's not many that are, I mean, Boston College, Michigan, Boston University, Western Michigan.
Denver,
Denver.
Notre Dame, Ohio State.
Yeah. You don't get too many hockey teams from Florida, do you?
No, although, well, Arizona State has a hockey team.
You know.
But we all know that because of the tragedy that was the Phoenix Coyotes, but we will not dig that
Yeah.
back up. We will
In
not dig that back up.
Mullet Stadium. That's not the greatest name of the stadium, by the way.
It could be
Mullet
Malay.
Stadium.
Malay.
No, it's Mullet. Americans and Canadians say the same word for that one, Mullet. So, even the French are like, that's Mullet.
It's Mullet, goddammit.
No. But the thing is, too, with the playoffs, right, is guys sacrifice, layout. I mean, if you want to know, if you don't know how tough hockey is, just ask. Rasmus Anderson from the Calgary Flames, who played with a broken leg for the last 10 games. Right? And then you see LeBron James on the floor, peeking to see if the refs is calling a technical foul or a foul. Right? No comparison.
Always got to bring up LeBron.
Well, of course. You have to, because it's nothing but flopping and diving.
Hey,
Right? Play the game.
his team is in trouble right now. They're playing a good
His team
Timberwolves
is
team.
trouble. Yep. Have you heard what the Celtics are crying, that the Magic are playing too hard of a defense?
Well, to be, I mean, one of
Are
their
you kidding me
players did
though?
break their wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, and one did get an elbow to the head. But that's playoffs. Right? Come on now. I mean, what some of your, I'll put it this way. Watching baseball playoffs, remember the old days where Clemens and Piazza went at it, or Pedro Martinez and the Yankees, right, throwing inside all that. I mean, that's tough baseball, right? Those guys aren't backing down. And you're getting a 90, I don't know, now granted, they're probably not throwing 104 miles per hour, but they're still throwing inside, right? I mean, there's, and you're talking big battles, right? Hard slides, right? You're talking playoff hockey, you're blocking shots, you're hitting guys, you're getting run over, right? And then you got basketball. Well, okay. Old defense, basketball is great. Now there's no defense, right? I don't want to see 150 to 140. I want to see playoff basketball. I want to see some rough, tough, we're going hard after it, right? Not as crying and whining. I think that's why basketball is dropping down. I believe basketball is lower now than lawn bowling in popularity.
I just want to add on about that fight from last night. The NHL has already fined Josh Anderson and Tom Wilson each $5,000 for
Yep.
what happened last night. And the money goes to the Players' Emergency Assistance Fund.
That's right.
How good is that?
Oh, just scored again. And I'll tell, I mean, and the Four Nations got people excited, and now the playoffs are just another battle, or just are another beast. Right? People are excited for it. You know, it's great. Great entertainment. You know, something you can have your kids watch. It's phenomenal. And it's, I mean, it's the fourth popular sport in North America. The most popular in Canada, but the fourth most popular in North America, right?
Hey, it's good, wholesome family Christian entertainment.
It is. Watch the Four Nations. I mean, you can't even write a better script than Three Fights in 9 Seconds. And huge hits. Guys, you're playing in a tournament where you're not getting paid, you're representing your country, right? Guys got hurt that finally came back just for the playoffs. They're out battling, battling. And when ESPN, when you guys got like Rich Eisen and all those guys talking about it, you know you did something right.
And Charles Barkley put out his bracket last
Well, I
week.
love Barkley, by the way.
Did you see what he has as the finals?
I did, I forget.
He has it Edmonton, Toronto, and he's got the Oilers taking it all.
Yeah, you might be wrong.
Yeah.
Like Barkley, he might be a little bit.
I
Maybe he
don't
took one too many Michael Jordan elbows to the head.
We got a long way to go. We'll just say that. That series has a long way to go. When you've been playing the same series 4 years in a row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
All right, now to get into what pretty much we're here for today, the NFL draft. It is done. It is in the books. This is going to go down, I think, as an all-timer just for the shock value. Like, we may not remember, who was number one in 10, 15 years, unless Cam Ward is really good. We may not remember trades here and there, but what we are going to remember for the next 50 years is Shedeur
Beautiful.
Sanders, who,
Yep.
to a lot of the experts, was the best player on the board going into the draft, does
Yep.
not get taken until the fifth round of the draft.
Well, and that is the one talking point I think everybody will talk about in. For the next 25 drafts, this is what they're going to keep talking about, right? Because it was talked about, I mean, even Donald Trump went and had to weigh in on it,
Everybody,
right?
well, I didn't.
People, well, you didn't, but nobody who knows football was talking about it. So, I mean, Cam Ward going first, not a surprise. The Jacksonville Jaguars trading up
That
was
trade.
a surprise for me.
Wow.
That was a huge trade by Jacksonville saying, you know what, we're going for it,
And it's a
right?
first-time general manager, 34 years old.
Yep.
He's
Do
putting
something good, right?
all
Do
the chips
something.
in.
Yeah. Yeah, and he and that was a phenomenal trade. That was a shocker of a trade, right? So it was interesting. It shocked us. I know it shocked us in our group. Right. How about, I mean, then you start looking at some picks here, right? Gentry went to the Raiders. Pete
That was a
Carroll got
good
his
pick.
running
I
back.
like that pick.
Yeah, I do too. couple safe picks, some offensive linemen with the Cowboys and the Seahawks doing their thing, right? There and just trying to think, with the Broncos made a great pick. I forget who the kid was. They got better defensively. What did the Commanders do?
They got an offensive lineman from Oregon in the first round. Very good pick.
Perfect. So to protect Daniels.
And if I read correctly, four of the five offensive linemen that they have were each drafted within the last couple of years. And Cosmi is going to be like the veteran of the group.
Yes.
So,
So Washington's going to make some noise. The Giants are going to make some noise. They got Carter.
And then the trade for the kid from Ole Miss.
From Dart.
And it was
I
like,
mean, when that trade happened, I thought, there goes Sanders.
yeah.
Right? And then no Sanders. And then I don't think there's a quarterback taken in the second round.
I can let
We had two
me
in the first.
yeah, let me pull that up real quick. Maybe I can get a round by round.
You had Milroy go to the Seahawks.
That was another good pick.
Yeah, and then you had that kid from Oregon go to the Saints, which depends which Satan fans you talk to, they're happy or not.
The dog was the best part of that announcement
Yeah.
of that pick, because he's like, oh, we're all celebrating, everyone is celebrating too. I think you're right. There were only two quarterbacks taken in the first round.
I mean, this was a weird year where there wasn't a lot of quarterbacks taken, right? Usually you got three, four, five quarterbacks taken in the first round.
And they were saying on the telecast, next year is a big class.
Well, it is. You got what, Archie Manning and
I think Manning, I don't know. Manning may
or
stay another
unless he
year.
stays, right? Money wise, maybe he stays for another year. Who
Maybe.
knows?
So yeah, there was one quarterback taken in the second round, was that kid from Louisville. Well, not kid. He's a grown adult, basically.
Yeah. Will Howard going to the Steelers? It'll be interesting. So you imagine maybe Aaron Rodgers is on his way to the Steelers. Tight end gone. How about a Scuttlebot or whatever his name was from Arizona? He went to the Giants. It's, I mean, shock wise. We know what the shock wise is, right? It's Sanders.
Yeah, it is.
It was the fall of Sanders.
Let me tell you all the quarterbacks that were taken before Shador Sanders.
Okay.
Cam Ward,
Yep.
Jackson Dart, Tyler Shough, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel. Five quarterbacks got taken before Shador Sanders. Five. And the one that was
And
taken before him is now on the same team.
yes, Cleveland's like, we'll just take all the quarterbacks. We'll get the
Basically.
40-year-old guy off the couch. We'll get Watson, who we trade our whole franchise for. And then two rookies you got this year. And then Sanders. And there was a tweet there with Prime Time bunch of years ago saying, Cleveland's a good organization, but I wouldn't want my kid going there to play football. There's a quarterback. And I don't think you have a choice now.
No, you don't. And the fact
Right?
that and the fact that Deshaun Watson, we know, is not going to play this year because of that leg injury. Shador has a legitimate shot to be the starting day quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
That's the steal of draft if he can play the way he plays. Right.
Because
I could see why, well, Cam Ward was going first, right? So
yeah.
Tennessee. They had their guy. They're not bringing another rookie. They're not doing the Washington Redskins of
2012.
RG3 and Cousins, right?
Yeah,
That's
but
not
that was
happening.
kind of a blessing in disguise if you think about it, because Cousins ended up
Yeah.
having a really good career.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's who Shedeur Sanders has to beat to be the opening day quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. We mentioned Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
He's got to beat Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. That's it. He's just got to beat Pickett and Flacco.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if I'm Sanders tomorrow, I'm flying to Cleveland, right? I'm flying to Cleveland, and I'm going, okay, where's your playbook? Let's get to work. Right?
Here,
If one guy has a chip on their shoulder, it's him.
here's the thing. If I'm Shedeur Sanders, you've had people make fun of you during this draft. Hell, you even had somebody prank call you saying that you got drafted. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that was kind of, I think that was kind of disgusting.
That was a low blow, but it was kind of funny.
It was, but at the same part, it's, it's, yeah. I think it's
You.
a testament to, you don't want another LeVar Ball situation.
Oh, God, no. Dion is
Because,
far from that.
and that's where Prime Time was doing it, is a LeVar Ball situation. So,
The thing
where all
is,
of a sudden he's running everything.
this is Shador's chance to prove everybody wrong, to prove to the teams. And I'm not talking about like the Chiefs or the Eagles or the Bills or the Skins or the Lions or anybody that's already got a quarterback.
Yep.
I'm talking about those that passed on him. This is his opportunity. It is sh put up or shut up time. And if he doesn't put up what he did in college, then that fifth round pick is going to be looked at as, hey, maybe the experts were right, the people in the draft room. Maybe they were right. Maybe there was something to Shador that we did not know ahead of time. Because from what I'd heard in his interviews prior to the draft, he came off as cocky, he came off as arrogant. It almost seemed like it was me, me, me. It seemed like.
It was me, 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 though. That's the thing, right? You grew up with your dad who's Prime Time. What was he known for? Me, 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 right?
But he
And then he
backed it
sends out
up.
a yes, and he
That's the
backed
thing.
up. And then when he sent out a tweet saying, my kid's not going to play for the Cleveland Browns organization, or they're not going to play for this, or they're not going to play for that, right? What are you going to, what, how are teams going to react to that, right? You're not going to, the NFL is the greatest sports league there is, besides obviously the Premier League in soccer. Right? And you're not going to have some guy come in and tell you what to do or how they're going to do it. Right? You're not going to tell a billionaire owner that this is how we're going to do it. Remember the Caleb Williams stuff, how we're going to do this, we want to sign and all that?
Yep.
With Caleb Williams, because of his talent, he got drafted first overall. Because if he didn't, the Bears would have been a laughing stock. You know that, and I know that. With Sanders, you knew Cam Ward was going first. There's a handful of teams that need a goalie, or sorry, a goalie.
They may need a
Like,
goalie.
they do need a goalie, some of them, to stop the poorest defenses that they have. Anyways, but there's a few teams that maybe that needed him, but nobody viewed him as a starter. But nobody wanted the cameras. Nobody wanted the media. I mean, you go to a team like, I'd say, even let's say you have Jacksonville, right? Carolina, not big media places for football. Guess what? The media is all over with him. Why? Because of his dad, because of, and that's the main thing, right? Because of his dad, because of the Colorado experience, right? Now, to me, I hope he learned a lesson that, you know what? Be humble. You had Johnny Manziel. Remember him when he came up in the hype? Faltered, right? Tim Tebow faltered.
Well, okay. I'm going to defend Tim Tebow.
Yeah. He maybe didn't get the chance.
Thank you. because of that douchebag John Elway,
Yeah.
I will always say till the day I die, the only reason Tim Tebow got traded away to bring Peyton Manning was because Elway knew Tebow was more popular than him at that time. At the time, not saying all time, I'm saying at the time.
Yep.
And he's ended up becoming a very good analyst on ESPN. One of the few
Oh,
bright
I like
spots on
Tebow.
ESPN right now.
The guy went an overtime game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes! On the
Right?
first play!
Yep. On the first play, he won it. So, which is great. Love seeing it, right?
Oh, and by the way, speaking of the whole, oh, we're not going to go to this team, John Elway is the poster boy of that. Let's just. Because he didn't have the guts, the intestinal fortitude to play for the Baltimore Colts, the Colts ended up moving to Indianapolis the next year.
Yep.
He could have been the savior of that franchise in Baltimore.
Oh, he could have been.
And now he is hated forever by the Colts and the city of Baltimore.
And I don't blame him for hating him.
Me either.
Right? And then the guy went and traded a whole bunch of picks to the Seattle Seahawks for Russell Wilson. The guy doesn't know talent. The guy doesn't know anything about a quarterback is your leader, right? But you have to give up something. You have to make sure the guy's going to be fit in the locker room, And he didn't. Russell Wilson wasn't fit in the Seattle Seahawks locker room. He made that huge trade, and then they had to cut him and lose what, 50 million?
Yeah, but Sean Payton knew what he was doing.
Yep.
So it didn't
He
end
didn't.
up looking too bad.
Yep. But I hope for Sanders' sake he does well, right?
Oh my
I mean, I
God,
was
yeah.
gonna believe how. I mean, I didn't think. I was like, if he doesn't get drafted in the fifth round, he's not getting drafted at all.
Yeah. Like I hope, because I saw you and I, we both saw him play college football. He's a good quarterback.
Is. I think he made some interesting mistakes, right? Where maybe look at other guys who came out, like, you look at Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Look at Joe Burrows. Look at those guys in college, right? I mean, they absolutely dominated. Dominated at that position, right?
And Andrew Luck is a big what if because of the concussions.
I mean, and that's the thing. So let's see what Sanders does. But like I said, you get on that plane tomorrow morning, you're in Cleveland, first of all. I think the first thing you do, even before you meet everybody, is you go to some hospital and you introduce yourself, right? Start getting into the community first. Do a few things like that, right? Show that you're not this high tidy, I'm going to ride my dad's coattails quarterback,
Yeah, a nepo baby.
right? Yeah. I'm going in there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's why Russell Wilson was loved in Seattle, is because he'd go there and see people who were sick, right? He took his time out of his day. I think he still does it to this day, So that's what he's got to do. And then you go and you read that playbook, front to back, back to front, everything that's on there, right? You do what you need to do. Then you start working out, right? And you go to your teammates, hey, man, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need help with that. Because if you walk in with that cocky attitude, we're not going to see you in year two or three or four or five or maybe ever. Maybe you might be playing the CFL.
You know what the NFL stands for? Not for long if he has this attitude.
Yep.
And I mean, you know
And
what?
you.
I'll use another example. I'll go back to last year. Jaden Daniels. Yes, Caleb Williams was the number one overall pick and probably should have been. But Daniels is like a 180 of Williams and Shedeur Sanders. He gives to the community. He's there. He's the type of guy that you want to play for. If Shedeur Sanders can be that type of guy and be the class of the quarterback, draft for this year, then that fifth round pick by the Browns is going to look smart.
It's a steal that it's a steal the draft if he does what we think he can do. But he's got to put work in. And now he knows he's got to put work in. Now this
And
collusion BS and all that, there's no collusion, right?
oh.
On this. People did not want the media, the this and that in their organizations. I bet you other players were like, no, we don't want to want in this locker room. Right? They thought about the other players. Right? You're not bringing in a backup Mahomes or Allen or Lamar Jackson.
No.
Right? Tennessee didn't need him. We go down the line, the teams that maybe need him was Pittsburgh, because
Pittsburgh.
Rodgers didn't come in. The Giants,
New
New
Orleans.
Orleans
Yeah.
would have been one. Maybe the Jets.
I'll tell you, I think Pittsburgh would have been as good of a fit for him, maybe better, because Mike Tomlin is a no-nonsense type of guy. He would have day one talked to him and be like, this is a team. This is a group effort. No one individual is bigger than the team. You're either going to play for the team or you're going to be off the team.
Yep. Maybe even Jacksonville.
Maybe.
Right? Jacksonville would be a team that maybe we should have drafted him, right?
I think the Travis Hunter pick was a better fit because I think Travis Hunter is more mature than Shedeur Sanders is. Plus,
Oh, he is.
I think he's an all-around better player. And I think him, because I know he wants to play both positions. I know he does. But I think if he starts off as a wide receiver for Trevor Lawrence, and he could be a damn good wide receiver. Th
Well, you got Brian
there's
Thomas Jr. on the other side.
there, there's hope for that Jaguars
You
team.
got ETN running the ball.
Yeah. And then
Right?
if he's at a position, if he's at a point where it's like, okay, we can have him do both, then go for it. But for right now, I would be like, you can only pick one. And I think for me, I would want him to be a wide receiver, but I think he would want to play cornerback. But
Yep. And I'm not sitting there. You made the trade to get Hunter. Maybe you pick up Sanders in the fourth round or something, right? It was Jacksonville saying, hey, Lawrence, we have a guy that's on your heels, right? But I mean, I do think, like I said, I think his dad, everything that's going on, the NFL teams didn't want that,
Yeah,
right?
they weren't going to deal with
Everyone's saying
him.
it's collusion, it's this, it's that. I've heard people throw the race card in. It's like, no, they just didn't want to deal with it. Right? With the hype of all the rest of the stuff with the media. Some teams don't like that. Right? I'm surprised that the Dallas Cowboys probably didn't select them.
Like I last night, I think it was when the Caps Montreal game was on or was on a commercial. I went to the draft. And I saw Dallas was coming. I was like, oh my God, they could take Shedeur Sanders. I really thought they would. And then they went with somebody else. I don't remember who it was, but
They
they
went
just.
through a they got it. Dallas had a good draft.
I think the whole, I was going to say the whole NFC East, I don't think Philly had that good of a draft.
No.
But I could be wrong.
The Patriots had a good draft. Cleveland, if they get Sanders, that's a great draft. Right, they only got a running back. Jacksonville, I like that trade.
I think the Packers had the best draft.
They did. They drafted a wide receiver for the first time in 23 years.
Yeah. I just think with everything that they had, they and it was in Green Bay. Like you can't make this any better. I just think he had the I think the Packers had the best draft. I really do.
They
And
did.
then
They had a great draft and being at home.
I would say maybe the Giants second place, which is weird to say considering what they had last year.
They had a terrible. I mean, last year was interesting, but getting Carter, getting Dart. I mean, we saw the combine Dart. I liked how Dart was throwing. So, it's been interesting. Now we got the mini caps coming up. I'm excited for that, the preseason. Should be an
Right.
interesting year, I think, in football. Right? So.
There's not going to be too many teams that we can say they lost or they were like one of the losers, because I think a lot of teams did really good.
There was, I don't think the draft is as deep, right? There's a lot of players that went different spots that maybe you think would maybe gone earlier and guys hurt went later. There was, I mean, after the first, what, three or four picks, it was kind of, or five picks, it was kind of like, okay, now what? You had some offensive lineman, you got the Seattle, the guy that got Seattle got there, right? You can play every position. I was shocked that they didn't drop down. So,
Oh, and
I mean,
Shedeur Sanders' brother, who was not drafted, did get signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
yeah, I saw that. Now this is where you make your money as a GM. All those draft guys, eligible guys that did not get drafted, this is when you sign them and bring them onto the roster. This will win you games. This could get you a game that wins you into the playoffs. You know that as much as I do, right? Because just because you weren't drafted doesn't mean you're useless. Because you can come out and have a phenomenal year, right? Because there's a lot of people who get drafted, who get cut, and you get these guys who are not signed who stay. So, the football season is going to be fun this year.
I just want to point out, because I know the our fans are curious. Mr. Irrelevant this year picked 257. Kobe Miner, a cornerback from Memphis, went to the Patriots.
Yes.
So he's going to get a nice trip somewhere and ooh de lolly.
You never know.
I think with this draft, I'm gonna I agree with you with what you said. This wasn't as deep of a draft as last year, and I think the way next year looks like it's going to be pretty deep. So I think it's too early to tell who, obviously, it's too early to tell who won and who lost, but
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see come week one, certain players, where they are. And like you said, I think Shador is going to be the center of attention as far as training camp goes. How he does with the Browns. Does he make the team? Does he get a roster spot? Is he the quarterback opening it? Like we said, it is possible he is the starting quarterback for the Browns come week one.
Yep. And he could be down well that he's the first. And I mean, I'll tell you what, would that not be the, I would say, because the schedule comes out May 14th, are you taking a chance and putting that game on prime time?
No.
No.
No, not week one.
I guess if you got drafted in the first round, you're putting that game on prime time. Right.
Yeah.
And who they're going to, and you know what, it's got to, and it has to be the Browns have to play a division rival week one, just for the whole thing, I think. Maybe the Bengals, Burrows versus Sanders.
Who? No, I don't want schedule. Hold on. I'm trying to see the list of teams they're playing in 2025 real quick. I mean, besides division.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns schedule. Okay. So they have. Okay. So they got the AFC East. So they got two home games against Buffalo and Miami, and then they're on the road for New England and the Jets. They have a home game against the. Okay. There would be your primetime game, Titans Browns.
Cowher versus Sanders.
That would be the primetime game right there. And then you also have a road game against the Raiders. Then you have the NFC North you're playing against because you got home games against the Packers and the Vikings. And then you're on the road against the Bears and the Lions. And then you have a home game against the 49ers.
Purdy versus Sanders.
So if the Browns were able to get a prime time game, it's the one against the Titans. That is my prediction.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, and
Oh, it's
one of
going to be
their home
fun.
games, and one of their home games is in England this year. So
Yeah.
that better not freaking be it. If it is.
That's the 7 o'clock start, though, in the morning. My time.
Oh my.
That's the 9 o'clock start your time. Right. No, I'll say this. I mean, congratulations to everybody who got drafted. We look forward to you guys rising to the top. Start getting your fantasy draft ready. Who you're going to select, who you're not going to select. See what happens with Travis Hunter. Whether he goes in the top couple picks or gets, depends where he, what position the Jags decide he wants to play. If you got defense on there, Cam Ward, all those guys, right? Gentry, we'll see what happens. This fantasy is coming up here soon. So now the draft's over, sign the undrafted free agents or draft picks, and away we go. May
Absolutely.
14th, schedule release. And then in August, we do our NFL preview show.
Yep. We will.
Which will be fun.
Well, let's do our brief plug here. You can, if you still want to follow us on Twitter, you can at JC Bill Sportcast and join our Facebook group, the JC and Bill Sportscast. Like we said in the beginning, we have over 300 members in our group, but we'd love to have more. We would just
Yes.
love, love, love to have more.
Yep.
So, on that note, thank you all for tuning in to this episode of the JC and Bill Sportscast. As we're getting one step closer to episode 100, we will talk to you very, very soon.
Guys, have a good night.